C-style leader, when precision becomes a prison, and presence sets you free. Begin with a slow, grounded tone. You step into the room with your facts aligned. Your analysis is thorough. Your expression, composed. You're the quiet architect. The one people count on, even if they don't say it out loud. You bring clarity. But if that clarity never reveals your humanity, you begin to disappear inside your own excellence. This is the C-style leadership paradox. And this playbook, it's your invitation to come out from behind your perfection. In the early stages of your career, clarity was your currency. But often, it went unspent. You waited for the plan to be perfect before sharing. You deferred. You stayed silent until every angle was covered. What insight have you withheld, waiting for it to feel flawless? What stops you from offering good enough today? Mid-career, your role evolves, but your patterns persist. You're stable, respected. But you may be limiting your reach. Control becomes a crutch. Emotion becomes irrelevant. You're the gain of function leader, but only inside the lines. What task could uplift your team if you release control? When did you last invite emotion into strategy? And why did you avoid it? At the executive level, the cost grows heavier. You may be known for structure, but not for shaping culture. You teach technique, but you don't transform. You protect your legacy. But do you evolve it? Ask yourself, how might you stretch beyond preserving into pioneering? Inside, it's not calm. It's a storm. What did I miss? Do they still trust me? You smile. You deliver. But you wonder if they see you, or just the product of your perfection. What if emotion wasn't a weakness, but a kind of energy? What would happen if you voiced that storm, even briefly? Here's the truth. You've built a leadership identity around being the expert, the lone wolf, the standard bearer. But those strengths can become cages. Growth doesn't require you to be flawless. It asks you to be visible, to share your voice before it's complete, to lead not just with accuracy, but with presence. So, what are you overprotecting in perfection? What pattern comforts you, but no longer contributes? You may be burning out. Quietly, you feel emotionally flat, critical of yourself, even when others applaud, overfunctioning, wearing too many hats, visible to no one. Ask yourself, where have you pushed past sustainable boundaries? What would it look like to pull back without losing your edge? Here's your reset toolkit. Open with vulnerability. Delegate for development, not just execution. Match your energy to your message. Say what you're feeling, not just what you're thinking. Share your in-process work, not just polished outputs. You are not just your precision. You are more. Outside of work, others may see it. Your warmth, your humor, your boldness. But at work, you keep it hidden, thinking that excellence must be guarded, not shared. What would happen if you let your whole self lead? Think about the quiet power of leaders like Tony Dungy or Tim Duncan. They didn't shout. They didn't perform. They led with conviction, with authenticity, with presence. That is your call too. Precision is your foundation, but presence is your evolution. Let go of hiding in your standards. Let others see the person behind the process. Because this is where leadership gets real. And it's where your next chapter begins. Let's begin. Chris.